Welcome to a new episode of our Lufthansa Technik Podcast. Today we talk about a very special topic. 400,000 pieces of Lego bricks, 18 carbon fiber reinforced polymer blades. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about our Lufthansa Technik Lego Leap 1B model. You might have seen it on our website or in our social media channels. But today we talk about the real one, the Leap 1B and our services around it. The Leap 1B powers the Boeing 737 MAX, and today we want to learn more about this powerful engine and our services for the Leap 1B. I have invited Derek Siebert and Michael Kirstein. Derek is Head of Commercials and Michael is Head of Operations at Lufthansa Technik's Engine Services. So welcome, Derek, and welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Great. So already many Leap 1B engines are flying around the world, as mentioned, powering the 737 MAX. With this engine, it's possible to operate flights up to 8 hours nonstop. Needless to say that this particular engine will be among the most important ones in the upcoming years. And this is why we at Lufthansa Technik have established a real MRO Leap powerhouse for the Leap engines, beginning with the Leap 1A, followed by Leap 1B. So, Derek, how is this new engine compared to previous engine types in terms of performance and efficiency?
Yeah, I mean, it's a remarkable engine for sure. And let me start by reassuring everybody who's listening that this engine would even fly 10 hours or more if the planes would carry enough fuel.
Okay. So,
the engine is for sure not the limiting factor here.
Okay.
But what the most significant difference is compared to the previous generations are the fuel efficiency compared to the previous or legacy engines. As we say, we have around about 16% fuel efficiency increase, and thereby also carbon dioxide. This is very important as our industry is striving to get more sustainable. So these new engine generations play a significant role in that. Also, we have reduced emissions, NOx, or let me try to say the whole word.
Okay.
Mononitrogen oxide. So in our industry, because we are flying in high heights, it's quite important also to reduce them. And then one topic that is really important for me, because I live in the vicinity of the airport, is the reduction in noise.
Yeah? Okay.
So the Leap reduces noise emissions by around about 50%. Wow. And I can confirm that sitting on my terrace when a 737 MAX or A320neo comes along, there's a clear difference noticeable compared to the previous engines or aircraft types. So, I mean, needless to say that these new generations come with new materials. They come with higher efficiency generated by much higher pressure and temperatures. This is basically how these efficiencies are generated. So the challenges for the technology are enormous.
Mm-hmm.
And the OEMs show that they are pushing boundaries in order to achieve these challenging goals.
Well, these are really some great advantages for the operator, and as I learned, not only for the operator. So, what are we doing at Lufthansa Technik to generate even more benefits for our customers, Michael?
Yeah, thank you very much, Uli. It's a very good question, and I would like to put some emphasis that we started here in Lufthansa Technik in the year 2018, was building up Leap 1A capability and had the readiness done in 2019. And since then, we are gaining up experience with the disassembly, assembly, and testing of the engine, including also some repair development. So our ambition is clear. We would like to be the technological leader here in that aircraft type. It's our future for LHT. So the ambition is, I think, set. What we are doing in between, we are ramping up capacity quite a lot. For example, we would like to offer more than 120,000 productive labor hours in 2 years. So it's a steep ramp up of trained personnel. We would like to also increase our repair procedures in cooperation with the OEM, by the way. And end of last year, we introduced the first full restoration shop visit here in our facility in Hamburg and gained a lot of experience from the individual parts we disassembly. And last but not least, for sure, focusing on turnaround time, focusing on operational excellence is one of our bases.
Wow. So you've mentioned just our technological lead and our broad experience, which is obviously key. So what kind of maintenance requirements does this engine have compared to previous engine types we introduced, Derek?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. As you mentioned in the beginning, we have in this engine type carbon fiber fan blades or carbon fiber reinforced fan blades.
Yes.
So that for sure is something that puts a complete new challenge into repair processes. Previous models were made from metal or compound metal. So our composite repair facility is really taking care of these special materials and procedures that have to be developed. We do this together with the OEM in joint repair developments, and we share the experience that we have as one of the earliest suppliers for MRO services for the LEAP-1A with the first performance restoration shop visit that we're currently doing. We share this experience with the OEM. They are here looking over our shoulder, see what we can learn in terms of wearing patterns and damages that are created during operation, because this engine is so new that even the OEM doesn't really know how it will develop before this engine then is matured. What I can say at this point, it's doing pretty well. We have a couple of challenges with the fuel nozzles and the high-pressure turbine, but in a sum and total, we are learning this together with the OEM and developing and repairs and improving maintenance procedures from what is initially stated in the manual.
So really on eyesight with the OEM.
Absolutely. Cool. So they are here at the moment looking over our shoulder while we do the first performance restoration shop visit worldwide. So definitely a strong cooperation.
Very good. So the CFM LEAP engine is a success, of course. And we are expanding our portfolio, entering new territory. So which challenges does that bring along, and how are we handling them, Michael?
It's very interesting if you start a new capability here. And this, the good thing is we can base our experience on several aircraft types which we built in the past. So how we structure such a project, what kind of experts we need to bring together, this is what we have a very comprehensive toolbox and in place. And I think it's very well structured, as you've maybe the customers appreciate if they are working with a German company. So structuring is that project, I think it's well established. It's from ordering tooling, then building up the shop routers, and also looking at some new parts which are in that engine type, like the blisks, like the ceramic matrix composite repairs, or like Derek mentioned on those composite fan blades, which I think is also totally new in the fleet. And we are bringing the experts together which we have in our segment. Second one is we base here our maintenance requirements and issues also with a lot of experience from other aircraft types in terms of processes like welding, blasting. NDT is also new, how we implement X-ray, for example, or some ultrasonic. We have the machinery and the equipment here in Hamburg, and those new parts will be introduced in those work centers. But what I would like to mention also that we are in close contact with our customers, hearing them and listening to them, what their needs are, and especially what Derek mentioned with this fuel nozzle topic. We are innovative in that sense that we establish such a mobile engine service product, which our colleagues are flying to the engine, flying to the proximity of the customer and offering the service at their doorsteps.
That sounds very good. So we learned a lot on how we are powering the LEAP engines and how we continue to do so. There's much, much work in progress. So can you give me an outlook on what our customers can look forward to in the future? Soon?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. With the CBSA licenses, we have entered the market with our overhaul product, meaning we are ready to receive engines that need overhaul or quick turn here in Hamburg. And of course, that's only the first step. So what customers all over the world are trying to achieve to minimize cost and also emissions by flying engines through the world, if not necessary. So I think with our, and Michael already mentioned it, with the mobile engine services, we offer a product that enables us and the customers to achieve that. Meaning that we will send teams to the customers, try to do as much service on wing to avoid the turnaround times and the logistics that again produces carbon footprint. But also, if that's not possible, we are in the vicinity of the customers. We have stations not only in Germany, we are in Ireland, for example, in Montreal, in Tulsa, where we have mobile engine services stations. So let's say we need to take the engine off. Still, we don't have to ship them to Europe.
We can
offer quite comprehensive services there, change modules, go into the engine, change the high-pressure turbine, for example, and then bring it back to the customer in a very, very short and competitive turnaround time, which, as we all know, is paramount in our industry. And By having these mobile engine services in the vicinity, we ensure that all the quick turn readiness is guaranteed. And I think another element that is really important and where Lufthansa Technics plays a strong role in the network, and it's one of our key strength or USPs, is the repair of the development of repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so by having these engines now being ready to send to the shops, the whole network is still lacking of repairs, meaning in the first years most of the parts just have to be replaced.
Okay.
Because the development of repairs, and many people don't know that, in an average take 1 to 2 years until the repair can be ramped up or is ramped up and available. And of course, that is something customers need, that we need to be sustainable, because in our DNA, we are committed to repair, recycle rather than replacing parts. And for this, repairs play a key role. And I think this is where we are extremely good with the engineering that we have now located, not only here in Hamburg, but all over the world in our repair shops, be it in Poland, Malaysia, in Shannon.
So globally.
So I think we have a broad network established to provide these services to the market.
And by the way, we are doing this in cooperation with the OEM.
Yeah.
And so there is a structured approach with GE and CFM to look at each individual part and how to repair them in the future.
And maybe one of Michael's favorite topics, and we share this passion, is like we also offer digital solutions for the customers. Like we have, for example, Smart Life.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Smart Life is one thing, and so especially to the In the interface to the customer. So we use our Aviatar customer suite where the where the customers can log in see our digital solution on the borescoping and then approve some scrap parts, communicate with our customer service representatives. So this is on the customer interface. But we are also very good in using digital solutions internally, and we called it Digitize the Core. And I think one very interesting example is that we are currently exploring artificial intelligence methods in our borescoping procedure. So how is AI giving us some recommendations, some advice based on data for findings of individual parts? So it's a quite nice innovation project, and hopefully it will come to an approved standard in the future very soon.
And it's always a discussion, yeah. So some say, an authority will never allow an IT to make the finding. You always need a person. Yeah. This is maybe true for today, but I have just witnessed the software doing an examination of a high pressure compressor rotor and exactly finding nicks and dents that maybe a human would have overlooked, and. Yes, it's a struggle and a way to go before this becomes standard in our industry. But for those who question that, I would say there were in 1890 very famous politicians that said, a lift will never drive without a lift boy. And I think this is how things will go down in history when we look at this technology that Michael has just pointed out. It's future, but this is what we do. We look at opportunities of tomorrow.
That sounds absolutely promising and a good example with a lift. So as the aviation industry continues to evolve, I'm sure that we can expect to see much further developments like just mentioned from both of you. So, and to power as well the deep engines for our dear valued customers. So thank you so much, Derek and Michael, for the very, very interesting insights and your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
And dear listeners, thank you for joining us today. If you want to find out more about our LEGO Leap 1B model, don't miss to check out our website and social media channels.